This is a new day. A beautiful Sunday morning to all during this December holiday season. Thank you for joining me. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB Inspiration and Religion. I thought it was a wonderful Sunday, instead of hearing me talking all the time, to hear some of my favorite inspirational speakers. So I pulled them from my library, and it is an honor to bring their words of love to you during this most precious season in our hearts, souls, and minds. So we begin this morning with the fabulous Tim Tebow as he talks about how God sees the big picture.
You know, I'm reminded of Joseph's story when he's 17 years old. He's betrayed by his brothers and he's sold into slavery. And Joseph has to have these thoughts of, God, what are you doing? But over and over and over again in Joseph's story, there is a theme. What is the theme? He trusts God. He trusts God. He trusts God. He trusts God. See, God knew what his story was going to be. Joseph didn't. God knew 13 years later he was going to be second in command of Egypt. Joseph didn't. Man, I hope if I had to go through something like that, that I would be willing to trust God. I hope I would be willing to say, God, I can't see the full picture, but you can. Because guys, living a mission possible life is trusting the plan maker.
You know, sometimes we often pray to God and our answers don't come immediately, but that doesn't mean that God isn't listening to us. God has three answers for us. Sometimes it's yes. Sometimes it's no, because that's not our mission and our purpose. And sometimes God makes us wait. So please join with Priscilla Shire with her wonderful words, trust in God's power, not your own.
You can be the most talented person in the world, but if you go in your own strength and power, you still won't be able to accomplish the God calling on your life. It requires what it is that only God himself can give to you to accomplish the task. Ooh, the enemy hopes you will go in your own power. He hopes you will think you are flashy enough and savvy enough and talented enough and impressive enough so that you will no longer lean on God instead of leaning to your own understanding.
Again, thank you for joining me on WWDB, and thank you all year long to our wonderful sponsors, without whom this program would not be able to be aired. We thank Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine to ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available. They passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments they believe you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website at thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They look forward to hearing from you. One of my favorite motivational speakers happens to be a comedian, happens to be a game show host. His name is, you know, it's Steve Harvey. And his words of wisdom to his audiences each and every show are certainly heartfelt. Please listen to his words about how prayer changes everything.
I grew up in a place, man, that was, you had to be something else you come up out of there. Prayer changes things. I was told I would never be nothing. Prayer changes things. I flunked out of school. Prayer changes things. I'm on my third marriage, lost everything I've owned twice. I've been homeless and lived in a car for 3 years. Prayer changes things. The cool thing about prayer is the one thing that's available to everybody at any given time. Do you know that I like talking to him even when I don't really need nothing? So when I do need something, I don't want to have to introduce myself to him.
When we were all growing up, or most of us of a certain age, we watched, at least with our children or ourselves, Full House. And I know today our children watch Fuller House. One of the stars was, and is still, Candace Cameron Bure, who has become an inspiration to millions. Listen to her wonderful words of, God made you unique.
What's some advice that you would give to young people who struggle with body image and self-worth in this digital and social age we live in?
You know, I think what I have always stressed to my kids is that God fearfully and wonderfully made you unique, you know, and he gave you only what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And to care for what he's given you and to nurture all of those things, but you can't compare yourself to other people because God made them different from how they made you.
Yeah.
And we're not all to be the same.
And certainly her brother, Kirk Cameron, is unique as well. He also inspires millions. And certainly when I go to the hospital to visit folks almost on a daily basis, I tell them that go home, eat something, go home and take a shower, take a little nap, because if you're not 100% in your heart, mind, and soul, you can't help others that you're here to visit in the hospital. Please join with Kirk Cameron on his wise words of heal yourself first.
Here's a word to all of the brave men in the room and watching online. If you're going, bro, I am with you. Let's light this place up. I am ready to go 1776 right now. Come on over to my house. You don't even know how prepared I am for this. This is a word to you. Before we go all 1776 to take back your country, let's first go to Psalm 17:6 and call on our God to turn his ear back to us and hear our prayers. Reform ourselves first, then we turn and reform our entire world.
Another one of our wonderful sponsors all year long is Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Such wonderful folks. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or a loved one, look no further than Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They have been serving all communities, all backgrounds, all religions of South Jersey since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900. 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less, get more, a lot more. David Battaccio, Senior Director, New Jersey, license number 3796. Sometimes we pray to God and we're not sure God is even with us, but we don't even have to think about that. Don't even put that on your heart. Let your heart not be troubled. God is always with us. Emmanuel, that means God is with us. Please join with Stephen Furtick on his, is God still with me?
The only way you find out why is to respond. Amen. God doesn't show you the reason until you respond. Amen. And then you understand in reverse why God did what he did. Yes. And then you get to help somebody out of your own pain and you realize maybe that was why. Or you're stronger and you find out that you have character you didn't even know until the storm shook away all that shaky stuff. And now you know why I had to go through it. So I could see that my foundation was on the rock. But you do not know why God does not give reasons to people who do not respond.
You know, today and all this week, we watch football. It is getting, especially with the Eagles, every game is important. One of my favorite quarterbacks, however, is Derek Carr. for the Saints in New Orleans, or as I say, New Orleans. And it is appropriate that he plays for the Saints because he is a saint. He is a man of faith. Listen to his words after he was benched, what he thought about God and about life in his words, preaching after he was benched with Derek Carr.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to come at you, but I'm a little fired up these past couple weeks. I've gone through some stuff a little bit, right? And I found out that nothing can get me down. Nothing can take my feet out from under me. There's nothing that can come against me where I'm not going to win in the end. There's nothing that can come against my household where the Spirit of God breaks it free and says, we don't need to worry about that. Y'all know how many text messages I've gotten saying, are you okay? Stop asking if I'm okay. You don't really know me if you're asking if I'm okay. You don't know the God that I know. I'm just kidding. I love when people say, because I'm like, man, y'all really love me. Thank you. Thank you so much for praying for me. Yes, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. But y'all understand my heart. We got to get out of the negativity. We got to stop complaining. What are those things that are holding you captive? Quit being comfortable there. It's easy to stay there. It's easy to point the finger at other people. It's easy to blame others. Trust me, I had a lot of family members trying to do that for me. But I said, you know what? I'm not going to do that. That's comfortable for me. It really could be a comfortable place, but I'm going to step out of that. I'm going to say, I just can't wait to be better myself. I'm just going to keep striving to be the best version of me that I could be. I'm going to keep trying to be better for whatever I do next. I'm going to keep trying to, and it's uncomfortable. It's so easy to do it the other way. It's so easy to do this. It's so easy to do that. But instead, I said, Lord, what is it that you're trying to reveal to me in this season? Lord, what is it that you're trying to do in my heart in this season? Patience? Forgiveness? Do they deserve it? Doesn't matter. It's not. He didn't ask me if they deserve it. He didn't ask me if they deserve that. That wasn't on the agenda for me. The agenda for me was just forgive. The agenda for me was have peace. How? In my presence. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. But we got to get out of this place of this comfortableness in this captivity. We can't. 9 years, one place. It's been hard. I always make this joke. I said, franchises are heavy. Franchises are heavy to carry. They're heavy. But aren't we thankful that whatever it is that God has asked you to do, that he can be the one to say, why don't you just put it in my hands? Why don't you just give it back to me? I have walked through the hardest times of my life, not knowing if my son was going to make it, not knowing if my grandpa was going to make it, not knowing what's next, not knowing my next step, not knowing these things. And I've walked through these times with an absolute peace and a grace that has covered me.
We thank each of our sponsors every single week, and in my heart, every single day. We certainly thank Bonnie and her wonderful staff at the Men's and Boys Store in beautiful Warminster, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. Simply the best men's and boys clothing store that you can find. They win awards constantly for the best of formal, best of men's, best of boys. They are receiving and have received each day fall merchandise daily in both the men's and boys department. Suits, sports coats, khakis, sportswear, shoes too, and all for all your fall and coming up winter. Weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, and wonderful custom tailoring too, formerly from the Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly and Huntington Valley for 25 years. Again, located in Warminster Shopping Center. But you can be in Jersey like I am. You can be in any of the suburbs of Philly and Philadelphia. Every time I go there, I see folks from all over the Delaware Valley, simply because Bonnie and her staff are the best. And you know what? The holidays are here. They have gift certificates, casual attire for any parties, great ideas for Pollyannas. They are for your cruises you're going on this winter, charity events with your businesses, weddings, any formal occasion. Please check out the Men's and Boys Store in Warminster. Give Bonnie a call, 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. And when you speak with Bonnie, give her a big hug from Cantor Scott. And on that, have a beautiful Sunday. I hope you enjoyed the words of wisdom, and let me know. I would love to hear from you on any of my social media, or if I have the honor of seeing you anywhere in our beautiful community. And enjoy this beautiful day. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.
You've lost this fight, and fear is screaming out your name. When you say, God help me, you wonder if he's even listening. Truth is, I wonder the very same thing, so you don't have to feel ashamed. Let me walk with you through this valley and tell you all that I've learned to be true. Don't lose heart, don't you dare let go. There where you are, you are not alone. I know it gets dark, I know it gets hard, but we're gonna make it home. So don't lose heart. Show you all the stars from where I've been. Remind you. sensations that are only temporary are gonna turn to glory beyond compare. So don't lose heart, don't you dare let go. Singing over you, don't lose heart. I won't ever let you go. I'm right where you are, you're safe in my arms. So don't lose heart, don't you dare let go.
the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear. What would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's the prize? I don't wanna love what the world loves. I don't wanna chase what the world does. I only want you. I only want you. First things first, I seek your will, not my own. Surrender all my wants to you. Keep the first thing first. To live your truth, walk your ways, set my eyes. Lord, I fix my face on you. All my desires reverse. All I wanna see.